For the best guidance on how to give feedback that moves people and processes forward, I turn to my social work roots. In my experience, the heart of valuable feedback is taking the strengths perspective. According to social work educator Dennis Saleeby, viewing performance from the strengths perspective offers us the opportunity to examine our struggles in light of our capacities, talents, competencies, possibilities, visions, values, and hopes. This perspective doesn't dismiss the serious nature of our struggles. However, it does require us to consider our positive qualities as potential resources. Dr. Saleeby proposes, it is as wrong to deny the possible as it is to deny the problem. One effective method for understanding our strengths is to examine the relationship between strengths and limitations. If we look at what we do best as well as what we want to change the most, we will often find that the two are varying degrees of the same core behavior. Most of us can go through the majority of our faults or limitations and find strengths lurking within. For example, I can beat myself up for being too controlling and micromanaging, or I can recognize that I'm very responsible, dependable, and committed to quality work. The micromanaging issues don't go away, but by viewing them from a strengths perspective, I have the confidence to look at myself and assess the behaviors I'd like to change. I want to emphasize that the strengths perspective is not a tool to simply allow us to put a positive spin on a problem and consider it solved. But by first enabling us to inventory our strengths, it suggests ways we can use those strengths to address the related challenges. One way I teach this perspective to students is by requiring them to give and receive feedback on their classroom presentations. When a student presents, she or he receives feedback from every one of his or her classmates. The students in the audience have to identify three observable strengths and one opportunity for growth. The trick is that they have to use their assessment of the strengths to make a suggestion on how the individual might address the specified opportunity. For example, strengths. 1. You captured my interest right away with your emotional, personal story. 2. You used examples that are relevant to my life. 3. You concluded with actionable strategies that tied in with our learning in the class. Opportunity. Your stories and examples made me feel connected to you and what you were saying, but I sometimes struggled to read the PowerPoint and listen to you at the same time. I didn't want to miss anything you were saying, but I worried about not following the slides. You might experiment with fewer words on the slides, or maybe even no slides. You had me without them.